This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Who's going to win tonight? Guys, it's a national semifinal. It is the U taking on Ole Miss, 7:30.
I bet with my heart tonight, Carl, with the pick segment.
Yeah, man.
I took the Rebs. I know that's... It's an amazing Cinderella story.
It is.
I mean, you could make a movie out of that sucker, but Miami's just so stout on the line of scrimmage, man. Their D-line, that O-line is just so good.
Yeah, I look, for Georgia fans, and I said this, does it matter if Carson Beck ends up winning this game and they end up in the national championship game? Does it matter to you? I don't know if it does. Or maybe you're like, look, he was a dog. Wish him the best of luck. Maybe he wins a national title with them.
They turned on Carson Beck, man. They turned on him.
I feel that way, too.
You know, Lamborghini, Carson Beck, go down on Miami. And it was like, you know, and when the opportunity came, Kirby's like, bye.
Yeah, see you later.
You know, that was it.
I am calling Turtle. Carson Beck a bum.
You did call him a bum.
At the time.
You did. So tonight.
I go with what I know at the time, Carl.
That's true. Tonight.
That was after the Alabama game.
Miami, look, I again, if you've not watched them, maybe tonight's your first time watching Miami all year. ACC, you hadn't concerned yourself with it. We're in SEC country. Maybe you have. They're really good, guys, and they got a really good offensive and defensive line. Mike, I think they will be able to hold potentially Ole Miss down. But if they don't, and let's just talk about the other side of this. We could have a Cinderella, if Indiana wins, a Cinderella national championship with Ole Miss and their coach leaving to go to another SEC school and Indiana, who's never done anything in college football, playing for the national championship. For everybody that says you don't want Cinderellas, how intriguing is that?
That's the good news about NIL and transfer portal. The bad news is all the crap that happened to get us there. The fact these dates of the NCAA has got to – I mean, as soon as the season is over, do what you do best, NCAA. Take like 10 months to figure this out. It's not that complicated. You get a calendar, you get a Sharpie out. Okay, from now on, it's going to be January 20th is now the that's your transfer portal. It's not that complicated. You know, so that's one step in the right direction. I'm pulling for Ole Miss. I love the attitude of these guys. Like, you know, we don't really care who the coaches are and the attitude, Pete Golding's attitude. I like it. But Miami, man, Akeem Mesidor, 10.5 sacks.
Beast.
They got a 1,000-yard receiver.
Beast.
You know, I mean, you and I were talking about the draft because just kind of off the air the other day. Carson Beck right now, with Sporting News SI, they have projected as a second rounder, day two guy.
Yeah.
So he can improve. Like, if Carson Beck balls out these next two games, that changes.
It does. I feel that way. Look, I think everybody's talking about, what's the kid, Damon up at Oregon?
Right.
How he could maybe move in front of Mendoza
right.
if he balls out and decides to come out. And I'm like, what? I'd like to see him go back to school. I mean, he's been really good, but I don't know about that. But the point is,
and
it's
Dante
how you finish.
Moore, everybody, the Giants, I mean, the Jets are on for him for the draft.
It's how you finish. If Carson Beck, the problem is, Mike, he hasn't thrown for a lot of yards in these games leading up to tonight. And, again, he hasn't needed to. Great defense. That, you know, they're holding people down, make a couple of plays, kick a field goal or two, and you win the game. But Carson Beck hasn't had those wow playoff moments.
Right. 2017, he's 10 picks.
So, let's just say tonight, he goes off on Ole Miss and throws for 350 and four touchdowns. It's a different deal. If he's the guy that's controlling the game and getting everybody to the Brock and, you know, making his players better, then I think, you know, again, eyes will open up. But the tape doesn't lie. Carson Beck has been good this year, but in the losses, man, he was bad. In those two losses for Miami.
Yeah, Louisville and the SMU game.
He was bad. So we'll see what we get tonight. But, yeah, that defense, man, they got a kid, Reuben Bain, beast. Miami, they got some dudes, man. I mean, like, Miami's going to put a bunch of guys in the NFL this year in the first round, I truly believe. And so it's very similar, and I'm not going to say it's Georgia 20, 21, 22, but this defense, this is as good as Miami's defense has been in a very long time.
Right, and I've said it, and again, I bet against Miami, and just like with Indiana, you know, I've heard people do it too. I was joking around. I heard Brandon Adams talking about it with Andy Randy talking Dog Nation the other day, and yeah, you're right. It very well could be. you know, this Miami-Indiana thing. And, you know, you got Cignetti, who's just done a fantastic job.
Yes.
Took advantage of the portal. Mark Cuban's cutting checks. You know, Indiana. I told you, Carl, I parked at Cignetti to come over here today.
Yeah.
And they're just coming in, and they're just grinning ear to ear. They're just so happy. You know, the lady literally, oh, I love this hotel. Everything's, the flowers smell better. The wine tastes better.
It does.
You're living in the rarefied air. You're living a dream right now if you're a Hoosier fan. You guys have been garbage your entire career of football. What's the high watermark before that? Lee Corso?
Yeah, well, not even that. I mean, you're going back, yeah, probably Lee Corso. But
in recent years.
Yeah, right. 50 years. Either way.
And by the way, 3-point dogs are Ole Miss.
First team to win the Big Ten title since 45.
Wow. Yeah, that's when old guys were fighting World War II.
Yes.
So who knows what that team was. Thank you. By the way, the over-under on the game is 53.5. You think we have like a 28-24? It just dropped. It's down to 52.5 right now in Vegas Insider.
Indiana's D is good too, man. That's the other part about this. We've been talking about all the Cignetti and the offensive stuff. Their defense gets after it. I heard him say earlier in the year, and it was very cocky, but he was like, yeah, we just don't beat top 25 teams. We beat the hell out of them.
Right.
And they have.
Right. And Oregon, you know, remember, Dan Lanning, they went into Oregon, went into Utah. They stomped them. That game, that was not even close. You're right about that. But you said it earlier. It's hard to beat the same team twice
in
a year.
It is.
And the way that – the thing is, you know, Dante Moore, do you trust him? I mean, that whole –
kid's cool, man.
There were some moments – that Texas Tech – God, that game was hard. That was hard to watch.
Texas Tech offense was –
first terrible. Half, nobody was doing anything offensively.
No. I trust Moore because I like his makeup. He's very calm. He doesn't let the moment get too big for him. But I also think when we talk about the connection, and, you know, we're talking about Carson Beck with the U, and if he gets there, they play tonight. We'll get another game tomorrow. Mike and I will break that one down. Because I think the Indiana game, being here in town, I think it's really interesting. This Cignetti thing and this run, I think it's having a lot of ADs and presidents rethink how they want to approach this. And I'm talking about from a coaching standpoint. Because, again, coaching isn't what it used to be. You got to get an executive in there who understands. And the part about Cignetti is identifying talent, Mike. He's done a hell of a job with that.
Right. I mean, the guy, he's got a unique energy.
You know
what I mean?
He does.
It's almost like he's got this, like a giant chip on his shoulder, you know, an axe to grind for the perception of what, you know, what took him so long to get to where he is. But, the guy was with Saban. So now you look at, you know, Miami with Cristobal is the prodigal son, finally bringing it home for Miami after, you know, and again, he shot himself in the foot a couple of times, his coaching decisions. And then, as we already talked about, Ole Miss and I think most people don't have skin in the game, you're pulling for Ole Miss, aren't you?
Yeah, but I was going to say this about the connection. If Lanning wins, that's a Kirby disciple.
Kirby's first disciple championship.
First one. Nick had a ton of guys who's won and gone other places and had major success, and obviously Kirby is probably his biggest example of that. But there's a little bit of me that, like, I'd like to see that too. I'd like to see Dan Lanning get over the hump and Kirby – that it gives him more credit, Mike, and credibility from the standpoint of looking at his coaching tree, right? I mean, look, if Florida has success, are people going to be looking at you know, what's going on down there with the new OC and his history and where he came from? I mean, I know he just left Georgia Tech, but before that, prior to that, he was at Georgia. So I just feel like that's a really cool story too, but we'll see where it goes.
Right. A lot of guys hit us up on the text line today. It's been a crazy, as we said, 72
crazy.
Hours.
Crazy.
You know, the Falcons, and again, a lot of folks today thought you were going to hear about Matt Ryan taking this job. Not the way it works for guys who missed it earlier. This is a league-mandated deal. I guess Arthur in the past has done some of these on teleconferences, but
today,
in light of, you know, the coach and the GM getting fired, he addressed the media. We learned about this process, and I got to be honest, you know, I was talking with Carl about it earlier. It sounds to me like it's the same process. Just Matt Ryan's now riding shotgun on this thing potentially when he does get the job.
Yeah, look, I've got to see this in motion. And until we do, it's not that I don't trust Matt and I don't think that he won't do a good job. I think he will. But I need to see how this is going to look. And let's be honest, I also want to see who our coach and our general manager is. I'm not just going to dismiss that like we can hire, you know, Daffy Duck, Mike, as our general manager and we can roll. You still need qualified and credible people who are going to question the hard decisions that need to be made. I don't want somebody coming in here just going, yes, Matt.
Right.
Matt, you're right. Matt, perfect decision. Matt doesn't need that either. We don't need that. So The GM's hire is still a big deal, and the coach's hire. And let me tell you how you make Matt Ryan's job easier if he gets the job. Again, we're just assuming right. this is going to happen. Hire a good head coach, man. It takes so much pressure off of that position.
Right.
Because this is why the Harbaugh thing, Mike, having been it, been there, done it, seen it, what do you think those conversations are with Matt? Look, this is what I think we need to do. Matt's going to trust a guy like that. If you have a young guy that comes in, Matt's going to feel like he might needs to be more assertive
right.
in the decision-making. Hire a good qualified coach that makes his job easier in this process while he's getting going. 5 years from now, we'll feel different.
Right. And we've talked a lot about Rich McKay over the years, and some people say, oh, it's not all that bad. It sure sounds like Rich McKay is getting a lot of heat from the objective look from the Sportology folks, and Arthur kind of addressed that.
Yeah.
You know, because how else did you get to Raheem Morris's hire? You know, a bunch of people who knew they would be marginalized if Bill Belichick got hired told you don't go Belichick. And then when everyone else started to get hired, you went, yeah, Raheem, safe hire. But it was, again, I said it then, I'll say it again, uncompelling. Mike Zonk hits his car up on the text line.
Mike!
He goes, hey, man. Basically, he goes, we already know Ryan has been in on all this, talking about Michael Penix Jr. Arthur Blank said what he said about him, saying he's the franchise quarterback. He goes, considering we basically know Ryan's been in on all this, I'm sure he agrees with Blank endorsing Penix.
I do, too.
Yeah, I'm not sure why you're so dead set they should show no support to him. The new coach has to at least try to get him right.
I agree.
And I said, because I want an objective look at him from who's ever trying to get this job, not being clouded by the owner's opinion. Because you may have to – you want this Falcons job? The owner's already said he's your franchise quarterback. So I guess he's my franchise quarterback. That's my point.
Yeah, I kind of agree with him on that. I think that's probably where we're headed and why they are in agreement in that decision. Mm. Hey, man, we're down here live at the Boat Show. Want to remind you, it's going on until January 11th. So if you can't come, I think they close at 8 tonight. Obviously, if you're on your way, you just want to stop in. But tomorrow, over the weekend, this is great. And we just want to thank all the folks down here at the Boat Show. It's been a lot of fun. We met a lot of listeners, and more importantly, Mike and I have been on a lot of boats today. So,
we're digging it. If you want to see me live the dream, guys, down in Naples, maybe in 10 years from now, Carl, on that Giraud, it's a French boat, on the CC. Again, just anything you could give, Carl, for $335,000 GoFundMe page I've started.
All right, man. We got to get out of here. Big O, let's clear our throat. All right, tomorrow we have Steve Coonan, Hawk CEO.
Yes, my boat would be liquid assets.
Okay, very nice, Steve. We also have BMAC, Brian McFadden. Guys, NFL wildcard weekend is going to be off the chain. I cannot wait.
B's boat would be cover two.
Saturday, Sunday, we get a Monday night game with the Steelers-Texans. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll break down all the games tomorrow, and obviously we'll have more conversation on the Hawks as now life begins without Trae Young. And, of course, we'll be breaking down what happens tonight. One more time, you guys like Miami or you like Ole Miss?
I want Ole Miss to win. They probably won't win.
Okay.
I went with my heart. You, I can't get any worse at my picks this year, Carl. Might as well die on that boat.
No, I get it.
Be happy, Mike. Be happy.
Shut up, Orin.
Who do you like?
Tonight?
Yeah, man. Come on, bro. What do you like?
Bring the heat, Meat. What you got?
I like Miami.
I know. I should have picked Miami. It's too late. Dice cast.
All right, man. Tonight we've got Turtle.
Yes, full show.
Oh, wow. Full show for Turtle, man. All right, stay tuned. He's coming up at 6. Mike Bell. Clear your throat.
Hey, man, DeMond Williams, the Washington quarterback, has been dropped by his agent, Doug Hendrickson, according to ESPN.
Cold. That's cold.
In wake of the former QB's announcement, he's going to enter the portal after he signed a $4 million contract to return to Washington and then announces his leaving to go in the portal during a memorial service for a beloved soccer player at Washington the football team was attending. So either way, he says, I've made the decision to end my representation of DeMond Williams effective immediately due to philosophical differences. Sounds like the young man's got to get his head on straight.
Wow. Hey, man. Trae Young. I didn't like the way you handled some situation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But I also know you were young, so I'll leave it at that.
He's innocent.
I'll leave it at that. But overall, bro, thank you. You helped our city in a way that it needed help. We didn't have an identity, and certainly you gave us one. We wish you nothing but the best. It's unfortunate it couldn't work here. We would have loved to have seen it play out. And a guy that gets drafted, Mike, and stays here and then wins a championship,
yeah,
which is what everybody was hoping, didn't play out that way. Fairy tales happen very rare.
Mm.
Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you're trying to find some Washington Wizards, Trae Young underoos.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.